We're very excited about studying not Mark, but Luke, the Gospel of Luke. I just finished the Gospel of Mark. As a matter of fact, we've done every book in the New Testament except to finish Luke, Acts, and Matthew. And that is it. And 431 is where we are. Kata, Lucan, 431. Jesus exhibits his messianic credentials. Jesus exhibits and proves his messianic credentials. Kai kata elthen, eis kafarnaum, polin teis galileas, kai ein didaskon, autos en tois salvusen. And he went down. He went down to Capernaum. The word, I say Capernaum, Capernaum is what it is in English. Capernaum is what it is in Hebrew, and it means home, kafar, covering, or home, beloved. Beloved home. And the city, and we get our word police from this word polin, or police. They police a city of Galilee, belonging to Galilee. Galilee means circle. And he kept on teaching them during or in the Sabbath days. In the Sabbath days. Kai exe ple somto epi tain dida kain autu hote en exousia en ho logos autu. And he kept on astounding them. He kept on just knocking the daylights out of their minds, just absolutely shocking them upon the teaching of him because of his teaching. And, or because in authority, immersed in authority, exousia, and exousia means no limits. No limits. He kept on being the word of him. His words were with great authority. When he said something, something happened. When he says, be thou healed, it happened. When he said, your sins are forgiven you, it happened. This is our Savior and our Jesus. The greatest, the great God of eternity. A man of great authority. There was a man called Isaac Newton one time, back in the 1600s. Isaac Newton, his father died before he was born. His mother Hannah sent him to school, and he began to make discoveries. Now, Isaac Newton is probably the greatest genius of mankind since modern times, so to speak. A genius. But Isaac Newton, I took physical science in school. And all we studied was Isaac Newton, what Isaac Newton had discovered. Everything we studied was Isaac Newton, Isaac Newton, Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton. Everything we studied was what he studied. He studied light. He studied the planets. He discovered what we call gravity. He can't tell you what gravity was. Never could tell you what gravity was, but he could tell you about the laws of gravity and physics, calculus, trig, mathematics. He was a genius in all of these fields. But Isaac Newton, he wrote one great book called Principia. Principia. The principles, the principia. And what Isaac Newton said, that he believed at one time in the history of mankind that all of these, God was rational, a rational being, and he revealed himself through his creation and through rational people. He said there is nothing that he discovered that hadn't been discovered before and mankind hadn't known. At some time. Now we know that Adam's teacher was God, Jehovah. what better teacher could have? Enoch wrote about the constellations and the sign and the planets being in orbit and the seasons and all of that in his days. We see that in his time. How did he know that if God didn't teach him? The word Enoch means teacher. Now, Jesus taught with great authority. People finally, Sir Isaac Newton was the most famous scientist in the world. Einstein actually, literally, I guess you might say it, hitchhiked on Sir Isaac Newton's knowledge. He hitchhiked on it. Everyone hitchhiked on it, but Isaac Newton said all he was showing is what God had revealed to him that was already there. My granddaughter is a great mathematician. When she was a sophomore in high school, she was teaching us graduate students at Cal State University Bakersfield, helping them to pass and write their exams in calculus and trig. She was a genius at it. When she was a sophomore in high school, by the time she went to Cal State University, she graduated in 2 years in a 4 or 5 year course. Her teacher said, "Jamie is up here. We are down here." These were the doctors, the professors at Cal State. And she said, "We are here. Jamie is there." I want to tell you something. Whatever we have, whatever we're gifted with in this world, it is a gift of God. Isaac Newton said he was nothing special except that God had chosen him to reveal to mankind the laws of nature and mathematics that were already there. That God had already revealed to mankind. And that makes you real humble when you think there is nothing new. And the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, is there? Jesus spoke with great authority, and he astounded them. I guarantee you one thing, in Isaac Newton's time, he astounded everybody around him. And as Einstein studied his works, he was astounded again, and he carried them onward. Sir Isaac Newton got us to the moon. Sir Isaac Newton, still today, leaves a legend behind of what he was and how great a genius and mind he was. But he said he only discovered what was already there. He knew nothing new. He studied the Bible tremendously. He was a Christian. He was a believer. He believed in the God that set everything in order. And now we have that God in flesh right here in Galilee. That God that is even rewriting rules of death and burial, disease. He's overcoming all of it. Physical science was at his beckoning call. Physical science is a tremendous study. But physical science was at Jesus' beckoning call. And they kept on being sounded at his teaching because in great authority, unlimited power, he kept on teaching them, and his words were boundless. Verse 32. And they were amazed at his teaching, for his word was with authority and ability, weight and power. Verse number 33. Kai en tasting agoge, ein anthropos ekon numa, daimoniu akasarto, kai anexgrasin phone megalen. I can never get this page turned here. These are long verses. Not only is Luke a long book, it has long verses in that book. Kai en te synagoge, ein anthropos, ekon, pneuma, daimoniu, akarthartu kai anekroxane phone megalane. And in the synagogue, remember, the Greeks, or the Jews, were not using their own language when they named the synagogue. That's a Greek word. It would be moed in Hebrew. And in the synagogue, there kept on being a man, a human being, having a spirit of a demon. Actually, the spirit of the demon had him. And this was an unclean demon, a karthato. Now, demons are fallen spirits. There are angels that have form and that exhibit form, and they can travel between all the dimensions, all 10 dimensions that we know of so far. Maybe 11, 12, 20. Who knows? Infinitum. These spirits can travel between dimensions, but spirits do not have a clothing. They are not clothed in bodies or forms. Angels are. The spirits are ministering spirits, and they go and they work with your spirit as spirits sent from God, and they work against you as spirits sent from Satan. And these spirits here are sent from Satan. They're sent from Satan. These are demonia. Demonia means what, Marilyn? Demons. They're little gods. They are what we call supernatural spirits. Supernatural spirits. They are not held down by space and time as we are. They're supernatural, beyond the natural world. A demon unclean, a karthartu, and he cried out and cried out with a sound, a phone great, a voice great. And in the synagogue, kept on being this man, having the spirit of a demon, unclean, and he cried out in a voice great. He cried out in a voice great in this synagogue. Now, the synagogues were not so much buildings. They were open areas. And outside, looking in, everybody had their own seat and places in the synagogue. They had to buy it. But people could come around on the outer edge of the synagogue where the open air was, and they could listen. And this demon was outside of the synagogue looking in. The spirit. And then it says, Ea, ti himen kai sui, esu nazarin, elthes apelese himas si tis e ho agios susiu. This little interjection, this little onomatopoeic word. Ea, 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 Ea. That's what it was. The scream of a demon. Ea, what to us and to you? What do we have in common, Jesus of Nazareth? You have come to destroy us. And then it says, Oida, I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Now let's go back and read this 30 verses in the Amplified. And he descended to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and there he continued to teach the people on the Sabbath days, or in the Sabbath days, actually. And they were amazed at his teaching, and his word was authority, ability, weight, and power. And now in the synagogue there was a man. There kept on being a man who was possessed of a foul and unclean spirit, a demon. And he cried out with a loud, deep, terrible cry, Ah! Ea! Let us alone! What have you to do with us? What have we in common, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Now let's go to verse number 35. Demons know God. Demons know Jesus. Demons will never, never, never say that Jesus isn't in existence that Jesus never lived, that Jesus isn't the Son of God. They will never say that. They might try to lead people astray, but they know who He is. 35a and b. Kai epe te mason, auto ho Jesus legon fima thete. Kai exelte op auto kai rixon auto to damion esto meson exelthein apo auton mede blopson auto. Blopson auto. And he rebuked him, Jesus, saying, shut up, be muzzled. Second person singular, first aorist imperative passive. You be muzzled. Put a muzzle on you. And he came out from him. And having ripped him, ripping out of him, ripping inwardly to outside, just ripping him apart, the demon, in the midst of him. And he came out from him, and not one thing having injured him, in no way having injured him. Verse number 36. Kai agenito thombos, epi pontos kai sin elalun, pros alulis, legontes tis ho logos putos pote, in exousion kai dyname, epi tase, tois, akartho tois, Numasin, Kai, Exe Erko, Erkontai. And it came about, and it became an astonishment. They were traumatized. They were traumatized at all the things that were going on. And they kept on speaking. The word there, seen, they kept on speaking together to one another, saying, what? What is this? His word is so great because with authority or in authority. In exousion. In great authority and in great power. He charges, decrees, and he commands the one's unclean spirits. And they came out. They came out. 35 and 36. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent, muzzled, and gagged, and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown the man down in their midst, he came out of him without injuring him in an impossible way. And they were all amazed and said to one another, what kind of talk is this? For with authority and power he commands the foul spirits, and they came out. He commands the foul spirits and they come out. Verse number 37. Kai ex a toruto. Exos peri alton ace ponta topon tes peret koru. And it kept on going forth. The exos, the rumor, the fame, the renown concerning him unto every place. Remember what's this called? Via Maris, the royal highway. This was a center, the grand central station of the whole Middle East. And it's going out in every place, in every neighborhood. Peri Koru means around every city, every village, this kept on going out. Anastas, de apotes synagogues, exelthane, eis tain oikon, Simonas, tanthera, de tu Simonas, ein sin ekomene, pireto, megalo, Kai eroteson auton peri autes. And having risen up, moreover having risen up from the synagogue, he entered into the house of Simon. Simon means one who hears. It's Simeon in the Old Testament. Simon's mother-in-law, Panthera, and of the Simon, she keeps on being seized. She is held down in a fever, in a fire. Peter's mother-in-law is held down with a fire. Great. And they asked him about her. They kept on interrogating him about her. Erotasen. That comes from erotao. They interrogated him about what was going on with Peter's mother-in-law. Verse 39. Kai episphos epano autes epitimason to pireto kai aphaken autain para crema de anasase de ek kone autor. And having stood over her, he stood over and upon her, and he rebuked the fever. He rebukes diseases. And it left her at once, immediately. By the way, that word para crema there, that is a very rare high Greek word for not a pox, but it is at once, immediately. And having risen up, she went back to work. She immediately went to work. She didn't take any recovery time, Marilyn. I remember one time Marilyn had she told me this. I knew her then, but not well. And she had to have an operation. And one of her uncles came out there, and Marilyn's mother was very critical and very hard on her and pushed her very hard in working. And Marilyn had had a very serious operation. And he came up to her and he said, "Work it for all it's worth. Lay down all you can and rest." Next morning, her mother said, "Get out there and get to pulling those weeds. Get with it. Stitches in and all." Having stood over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. At once, immediately, and having risen up, she kept on serving them, third person singular, perfect, indicative, active, she kept on and serving them. That word is diakonio. 40 and verse 8. Dinantos de tu heliu. Apontes husoi icon astanontes. Nosios hoi keleis egogon autos tros auton ho de hina. Ekaston, auton tas keras, epithes, ethera pusen, autos. And the sun having set, the sun set, and as many as they kept on having ailing ones, asthenes, weak ones, ailing ones, ailing and weak ones. We have always had the sick among us. Oh, I tell you what, wouldn't it be wonderful if you'd had to go like, if you could go in a hospital and just touch each and every one of them, I'd say, "Get up, get up, get up," and they would go, and they would, all of the doctors would lose all their money. They'd be on welfare. The hospitals, the pharmaceuticals would go broke. And everyone having ailing ones, weak ones, and diseases, nosios, diseases, and of all kinds and sort and colors, poikiles. They brought, they carried, they led them to him, and one each of them, the hands of him placing upon them, he kept on healing them. He kept on, the word healing there, it comes from therupoio. This is where we got therapeutic, or therapy, is from this Greek word, therupio. 41. Ex energeto, de kai demonia, apo polon, kra ag gazonto, kai lagonta, hote si e, ho hios tuthiu kai epitemon uk ia alta legalein hote edesam ton christon alton and ne. And demons kept on coming out from many. Demons kept on coming out from many. Each and every individual. Crying out and saying, "You are the Son of God." I want you to understand, Jesus went to the synagogue where he had been raised. He went in there and told them, "This day God has anointed me to preach the gospel and the good news." And then he goes out and shows them that he is that Messiah. And they want to murder him, intent to kill, intent to murder. I guarantee you the demons didn't argue with him. The demons didn't argue with him or his power. Mm-hmm. This is God the Son. This is the one that spoke the existence of the universe together. This is that intelligent design. This is the one. Sir Isaac Newton argued for intelligent design. He said, "What we're discovering has already been there. God is just revealing to each and every one of us that have discovered these things. He has made us a messenger to the world that we can use the things that God already set in force, the laws that he already set in force." The universe is a law in itself. And Jesus is turning the laws upside down, the disease and demonic power right here. Many crying out, saying that you are the Son of God, and rebuking. He kept on allowing them to speak because they knew the Christ him to be. They knew that he was the Christ. Let's read back up here in verse 39-40. "And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she got up and began waiting on them and serving them again. Now at the setting of the sun, indicating the end of the Sabbath, all those who had at any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him." Now before, they couldn't carry them there because they were doing work and the Jews would have wanted to kill them. "And he laid his hands on every one of them and cured them. And demons came out of many people screaming and crying, 'You are the Son of God.' But he rebuked them and would not permit them to speak because they knew that he was Christ the Messiah." Now let's go to verse number 42. Verse 42. Genomenes. De emeros. Exelthon. Epruothe. Ace. Erumon, topon, kai, hoi, ukloi, epexonton, alton, kai, elton, eos, alton, kai, kadekon, alton, tu, me, peruste, op, alton. Here's one of Christ's preaching tours and healing tours, proving that he is the great Messiah, God of heaven. "And having become day, having gone out, he went unto a desert place." Aramu, a desert place. "And the crowds." Now look at this word, hoi okloi. Now here we have 5,000 to 50,000 people following Jesus. "And they kept on seeking him. And they came unto him. And they kept on detaining him." The one not to go from them. Can you imagine, people? Can you imagine if you had a healer like this come among your midst? Every one of these people had problems. Every one of them had problems. Every one of them had family members that were sick, dying or dead. And they kept coming to Jesus, and he kept taking care of all of their needs. I want to tell you something, people. Jesus is here to take care of all your needs today. He may not heal you from your sicknesses. I am dying with cancer, as you know, I think. And there's not much they can do for me except just watch it, because whatever they would try to treat me with would kill me faster. So I am just depending on the Lord to give me one more breath at a time. And I'm taking vitamins and all kinds of things to keep going. And I'm going to tell you this, that I've had cancer since 2002, and by the grace of God, I've preached every message that I've preached since 2002, because I shouldn't be here. 6 years ago, I was poisoned with arsenic and mercury on purpose. People tried to kill me, and I should have died within 2 months. I'm still here. It's all a gift of God. By the grace of God. I remember Dr. Lee at Kern General Hospital told me, I went to him about 4 months after I'd been poisoned, and I asked him to give me a referral to UCLA or someplace, and it went to Irvine Medical Center, and they couldn't do anything for me. I was so had so much mercury and arsenic in me, if they did the chelation, it would kill me. All of it would go in my kidneys and heart and stop my heart and everything else. So slowly, I have tried to get rid of this with eating certain foods and taking certain herbs and vitamins. And the doctor told me, he said, "This is September, Mr. Phillips. I can't do anything for you. I want you to come back here. If you're alive at Christmas time, I want to see a miracle come back." That's 6 years ago. I didn't go back, but I should have gone back and said, "Do you want to see the miracle now?" He's probably dead. He was an old doctor. By grace, we are what we are. By grace, we're in the world. How many times have you faced death? How many times have you almost been in a wreck? And by the guiding hand of God, you came through it all. 43 and 44. Whole day of pain, pros altus, hote kai tois, heteronos, polaison, euangelidoste, may day tain, basilion to you, hote epituto, apestolin. And the one, he said to them, and Jesus said to them, that also others in cities to preach. He said, "I must go to other cities to preach. It is bindingly necessary for the kingdom of God, because upon this account I was sent, because of this purpose I was sent." And verse number 44, Kai en kurouson eistos synagoges teis Judea. And he continued to preach in all the synagogues of Judea. Now, the King James said Galilee, but it says Judea, and that's a total different place. Let's read these last few words. And daybreak came, and he left Peter's house, and he went out into an isolated desert place. And the people looked for him until they came up to him and tried to prevent him from leaving them. Have you latched on to Jesus, or have you pushed him away? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Salvation is only by the person of Jesus Christ. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of God to other cities and towns also, for I was sent for this very purpose. It is bindingly necessary that I speak to these other cities." And he continued to preach in the synagogues of Galilee, it says. But in the Greek, it is Judea. Judea. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out today. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for the trials you give us. And Father, thank you for the times of hardship, that we can appreciate the times of plenty. Father, I pray for all of those out there that might not know you this day, that they'll trust in you, and if they know you, that they'll trust in you also for their every need. Father, thank you for what you've done for me. what you've done for my wife and brought her through so much death-dealing sicknesses through these 20 years that we've been together. I needed her. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Forgive me where I fail you.